behind each of these data points is a student.
That's Chapel Hook Harbor Superintendent Rodney Trice speaking Thursday as the school board received lots of data points about the district's acclaimed Mandarin program and the options for rehousing it. What is certain is that the program will be preserved, commonly referred to as STEAM 2 or STEAM squared, with an extra M for Mandarin. The dual language program has earned Chapel Hook Harbor City Schools a reputation that extends literally around the world. Here's parent Angel Hsu.
My family moved to Chapel Hill from Singapore in 2021. I had heard about Glenwood from that far away. Its dual language program, honestly, was a major factor in our decision to leave Singapore. Families actively choose Chapel Hill because of these opportunities.
But the STEAM squared program at Glenwood is technically comprised of two different pathways with varying degrees of language immersion. That gives the district an option, either moving both pathways together to the same school or relocating them at separate schools. To identify the best options, the district contracted with an agency at NC State called School and Community Aligned Master Planning, or School Camp for short. Speaking Thursday, Matthew Palmer of School Camp presented two options. Option one would move both programs together to Rashkus Elementary. Option two would move one to Rashkus and the other to Mary Scroggs. With nearly 400 students across the two programs, moving both together would effectively fill Rashkus, requiring all the students currently there to be redistricted elsewhere, a move that would also increase transportation costs, as students who currently live in that school's walk zone would have to be bused to a different school. For that reason, Palmer said splitting up the two programs might be less disruptive from a district-wide perspective.
It would reduce the overall reassignment impact at Rashkus for currently enrolled students and would afford for the present preservation of the walk zones for geographic assignment at both Mary Scroggs and at Rashkus.
School Camp also found that keeping the two programs together would require about 320 students at Rashkus to change schools, while splitting the two would require about 150 students to move, divided between Rashkus and Scroggs. For those reasons, school board members on Thursday were largely skeptical of the prospects for keeping the two programs together. Here are board members Risa Jenkins, George Griffin, and Ronnie Dossi.
It would be great to be able to move an entire school into another school. But then we have a whole other school community that would be disrupted.
I'm not a fan of solving one problem for a group by creating a problem for another group.
One priority that feels really important is to keep the walk zones at all the schools. It also feels like, with that context, the likelihood of being able to support both programs in one location is not as high.
But the question is not simply a matter of numbers. Families and teachers at Glenwood say the two programs have coexisted so long that they now function as a single integrated whole, and separating them would damage both. Here are parents Iris Vance and Allison Willis.
The dual language and world language pathways were designed to work together. They share teachers, resources, staff, culture, and community. Separating them risks weakening the very strengths that have made this program so successful.
From my 25 years working in schools in New York and across the country, you don't dismantle your bright spots. The two tracks of Mandarin immersion and world language are clearly intimately interconnected, and to think that we might divide what has become a singular program into two seems short-sighted.
Superintendent Trice pointed out that the district does have a successful dual language program at Carborough Elementary School that coexists with more traditional non-magnet classrooms, though he also acknowledged that earlier attempts to do the same with the Mandarin program had not been as successful as the current all-school model at Glenwood. Some school board members suggested that splitting the two programs would ultimately enhance Mandarin learning in the district rather than detract by promoting Mandarin culture in two schools rather than one. Risa Jenkins.
Two schools gives us the option to look at that vision forward for our district bigger and beyond than saying it's only right here where this can happen versus it's now a lot of places where these things can happen.
But the Glenwood parents who spoke Thursday unanimously disagreed, and some suggested that many would even be likely to leave the district altogether if the two programs weren't kept together as one. Once again, Angel Hsu along with Lu Yongyin.
If the dual language program is divided, families like mine are going to look elsewhere.
41% of family, including myself, say they're likely or very likely to leave CHCCS if this pathway is split. We care deeply about the long-term financial sustainability of CHCCS, but true sustainability depends on retaining families, not just cutting immediate costs.
No final decisions have been made yet, but a deadline is looming. District officials say the school board will need to make a decision by the end of August in order for staff to have ample time to complete the subsequent redistricting process before the 27-28 school year. The board is currently slated to take a final vote at its August 20th meeting, though some Glenwood parents are calling for a delay. Before that decision is made, the district will be hosting events to seek feedback from residents and families, particularly those with students at Glenwood, Rashkus, and Scroggs. For their part, families at Glenwood are hoping to spend the month convincing the board to side with them this time around, regardless of the raw numbers. Here's Glenwood parent Molly Chen.
Sometimes the best long-term decision isn't the one that minimizes disruption today. It's the one that preserves something extraordinary for the next generation.
For more on the two options, you can visit chccstogether.org or revisit this story on our website, chapelborough.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Aaron Keck.